Greetings, you're listening to St. Paul's Unseen Dimension. My name is Tom. Today is Thursday, January 13th. The year is 2022. Starting off tonight's show with a band called Icepeak, which would be I-C-3-P-E-A-K. It's a Russian band, and the song is Mertvaya Luna, which I believe is Death Moon. And it's a, you know, it's a happy, uplifting ballad about something. I like to think of it as a ray of sunshine on a cloudy day. I thought I would start the show off with something a little bit fitting, because it's been a little bit of a strange day for me. Not so much negative, just odd. I managed to get a little bit of sleep and got my day going, and then this evening settled in and do some work, got a bunch of stuff accomplished, and then eventually settled down to go to bed about 11, laid down and could not sleep to save my life. And I went to bed tired too. I was just flipping tired, and I crashed. And then all of a sudden, like, I couldn't breathe. Couldn't get comfortable. Every one of my pain centers that have been plaguing me since this wonderful flu kicked in, that started going haywire. And then I decided, you know what? I think I'm just going to go ahead and get up and go downstairs and do some writing. So I did some writing and wrote a few things, and now I'm doing a podcast, mostly because I'm going to be awake, and I'm having some weird time slip type stuff going on, really. If you've ever had a time slip, it's a very unusual feeling. And the reason why it's unusual is because 1 minute you're at the, you know, you're doing something, and it's, let's say it's, for the sake of argument, tonight it was 2 o'clock when I came down here to start doing the show. And it's now 2:42. And I've only been in front of the microphone, well, at least for me, not all that long. I mean, we're like 4 minutes into this podcast, and I know I haven't spent 40 minutes screwing around, but maybe I have. I don't know. Maybe I'm just not conscious of the passage of time. Or it is one of those little things where it's like, it's a bit of a slippage, where the time just evaporates, and you are moved ahead for whatever reason. But anyway, what's unusual about today hasn't been so much that the day went according to plan, because there are days where things actually do go the way that I want them to. Like today, I did a bunch of projects. They all went according to plan, with the exception of my sewing machine having an issue, and I've got to get that rectified tomorrow. I'll probably just have to change the needle out. Not a big deal. Something well within my wheelhouse. I can do this. But I'm having some kind of relapse on this flu thing. And it's starting to bug me a little bit. Because, you know, we have that COVID thing. And I don't want to talk about it, because the more I talk about it, all it does is just enable it. I'm not going to do that. You try to ignore bad behavior and reinforce the positive. It's what they call denial. It's denial. It's 100% denial. For all I know, I probably got the Black Plagues 1, 2, and 3. I know I'd probably feel better if I did. I'm trying to stay away from any more excitement, because I don't know if I can contain myself being stuck at home, self-help, you know, self-medicating and self-quarantining. That would just be perfect for my mental health. Not that I talk to a lot of people anyway, except for all you, all four or five of you that listen to the podcast regularly, and to the other 11 people who have managed to stumble upon this, you know, unhealthy dose of mental illness. I wouldn't exactly call it mentally ill thinking, but I definitely know that it's not what everyone else is used to, that's for sure. This is a completely unstructured podcast. And as I've stated on numerous occasions, it's the least listened to one on the internet. So again, you're part of an exclusive club. You're not really listening to some crazy guy. It's like owning a Lexus, but you don't tell anybody about it. Or a Rolls Royce or something. Something expensive. Because it's going to tax the shit out of your emotional budget sometimes. No, no, not everybody can own a Jeep. But anyway, I started this thing off with some Russian, I guess what it would amount to, goth rap kind of stuff. And I like to change things up and really kind of explore the musical landscape. Because sometimes music from other countries really can exemplify how you're feeling. Like this song here in particular, you listen to this thing and you're like, what the f-? You know, that's some creepy stuff. That sounds very, very alien. And it is. It is. The language itself is completely foreign to most people. And unless you speak it, you don't understand a word these people are saying. And if you do, you're like, oh, okay, well, I know what that is. And but if you don't, you'll think, oh, that's really kind of cool. And then it's like, no, it's not. So that being said, I have felt more or less my entire life like I have been completely out of place. Like I don't have a place where I belong on this planet to save my life. And it's been that way since birth. And I think that's the reason why when you feel like you're out of place, you notice everything else that's out of place a whole lot faster than everyone else does. And the reason why is everyone else is used to the world the way that it is, and this world is completely foreign to you. So, of course, you're going to be guarded on high alert, and you're going to notice all the little things that no one else does. So here's an example of something odd. And I think it has everything to do with the corner which I live near. You see, at this corner, over the last 12 years, I don't have a count, but I can tell you that at least once a week at least, there's been a car accident. Every single time there's been a car accident, the streets have been pretty clean. If not, it's sunny out, full visibility. Or it's, if it's nighttime, the roads are still pretty dry, pretty nice. I've never seen an accident during inclement weather at that corner. Not once. Not once. So, had this strange thing happen today. I'm not really 100% sure whether it was an optical illusion. I'm not 100% sure if maybe the dogs had my attention. Maybe I had one of these time slips or something like that where I didn't really pay attention to how much time had really passed. But one thing I can tell you is that I was standing outside with my dogs earlier today, this afternoon. It's probably about 1:30. And there was a guy sitting there at the bus stop, older guy, gray hair, had a mask on because, you know, COVID, all that stuff. And I can hear him coughing. He's hacking and coughing the entire time. So, I mean, I can hear him, right? I can hear him. He's waiting for the bus. The coughing stops. And I look over the fence and he's gone. And I'm like, well, how did I miss the bus? Because I didn't hear the bus. And then within 3 seconds, the bus shows up. And here's the thing. This guy hadn't stopped coughing that long because I was coming up the stairs when this guy was still coughing. And I called Lily up because Lily's like a little procrastinator. And I turn and look and he was gone. And I was like, well, wait a minute, that's weird. Because this guy, I mean, I have a big, broad view of that corner. So there's nowhere for this guy to go in a split second or even in 5 seconds that I won't see him. And this guy just disappeared. And then the bus shows up. And I was like, who waits at the fucking bus stop for the bus to show up only to disappear before the bus gets there? It didn't make any sense to me. Didn't make any sense at all. Now, that being said, you see, at that intersection, there's been a car accident at least once a week. There's a car accident. And it's always somebody that can't see somebody else, even though there is if you come from the one side, you're coming down a hill, so you've got full view of the intersection. With the exception, there's a blind corner, because that's on your left. But even so, you have the right of way, so whoever's on those other sides, they have to yield. And then, if you come the other direction, you're driving up a hill, so you've got full view of who's coming down it, and to the left and to the right. So there's no excuse for you to get hit from either direction. The only way you can screw this up is if you're coming from north to south. If you're coming north to south, then you stand a chance of screwing something up if you're not paying attention. But even so, once you get to that stop sign, in either direction, you've got left and right. You can see up the hill. So there really is no excuse for the amount of car accidents that are happening here. Unless, for that fraction of a second, you are sitting in your own universe. Or maybe you're in another one. You just cross through this little veil. And then in that universe, nobody's coming. But then once you move past that bubble, you're back in your own universe and a car's coming down you and you get hit. That would be the only way that I think this rate of car accidents could happen. It's the only way that it's like it's a quantum blind spot. It's the only way I can explain it. So that was one thing that I encountered today. And then I was in the middle of something else and I was hearing voices from outside. And so I went outside to go find these voices because it sounded like they were on just over the fence. I was like, who the fuck is over the other side of my fence? And nobody was there. So I'm like, okay, well, that's unusual. Maybe it's the TV on downstairs. Went downstairs. No, nothing here. Back upstairs. And then I started to wonder, is my house has got a lot of copper pipes in it. It's got a lot of, you know, metal in it because it's got radiant heat. And water running through all of these pipes, I think actually may act as some kind of antenna. And it may be picking up God knows what kind of sounds and signals. And my house is like a giant speaker. That's one way I could possibly explain some of the strange noises going on inside my house and the strange energy on top of it all. Because I'm having one of those days where my insomnia, my body clock, and just my overall biorhythm is completely off kilter. I can't even comprehend how odd this may sound to somebody who's never experienced what it is to be in this house. But there is something unusual about this place, and I think that's the reason why I bought it in the first place. Because it was different. But anyway, I've talked about my house being haunted. And it's been exceptionally quiet lately, and I think that's only because I had this, you know, this flu, and maybe, I don't know, maybe the flu is, you know, exacerbating some of my other stuff. But I had a dream that it was my buddy's birthday, and it was actually yesterday. I woke up from the dream, and oddly enough, it was his birthday. I was like, well, shit, did it change? I wish his birthday was, you know, it was actually the 13th as opposed to the 12th. But anyway, I got it right, and I was like, oh, happy birthday. I got it right this time. You know, it's like, wow, parallel universe kind of stuff. But anyway, there's been a lot of these strange little synchronicities. Like, I don't know. I don't know if I'm going to go into all of this yet. I'm pondering whether or not to even talk about it. Mostly because it's the more I talk about some of this stuff, the weirder I sound. Not that that's even possible at this point. If you've been listening to this podcast, I talk about a lot of weird stuff. And I don't come off as somebody who's actually, you know, normal. But then again, what is normal? I mean, if you're normal, you're more than likely a non-thinker. Excuse me. I had a Monster Energy drink in order to dial down the adult onset ADHD, and it's not really working out as well as I would like. But I've been looking for stuff on the internet to see if there's anything new and unusual or any kind of recent Bigfoot sightings or UFOs or any of that other stuff, and nothing. It's like it's a giant dry spell. I don't know. There's another website called ArcGIS, ARCGIS. And it just shows you a sightings map. It doesn't... Oh, look at that. Oh, it's an animated map. You can actually watch the years go by, and you can... you can see that certain years, more so than others, you're going to see all kinds of activity, mostly over the major population centers. But I'll be honest with you, I don't think that that's really someplace I need to worry about it. I've got a plan to get off the grid, and oddly enough, I have a feeling by doing so, I'll probably just be opening myself up to being abducted by aliens. Again. No, I shouldn't say that. It sounds a little silly. No, I'm still dealing with this dry mouth thing. It is absolutely asinine. There's nothing worse than, you know, you're sitting here, you're trying to talk, and you got a dry mouth. And it doesn't matter how much you drink, you're still, you know, it doesn't matter how much you hydrate, you still have this bitter, dry, you know. And it's because I'm taking meds for the dog allergy. And, but anyway, one thing I did just happen to find, though, naked alien photographed in part of Montana, known for UFO sightings. And that was this year. And, and you know what's really funny? Kid you not, this guy looks exactly the way you'd expect him to. Hillbilly. Beard, fishing cap, you know, probably talks with, you know, dang old man, an alien, naked, there, giant bulbous head and everything in the grass, and I took a picture, and ba-boom, here he is. You know? Probably something like that. I don't know. I don't want to play the video because I don't want to sound like I'm down on this guy or being mean spirited. But if you look at these guys, like you got he's apparently doing a podcast with three other podcasters. Of course, here we go. Three guys that look like they don't leave the basement. Oh wait, and. A guy that gets out into the woods a little more often than I would. But anyway, apparently he's got a photo of a flying saucer, too, so that's pretty awesome. But I'm not going to get into that. That seems a little bit crazy. Here's another one, aliens in the bedroom. That happened, this actually just happened. Holy shit. 17th of January of 2021. Aliens in a bedroom, UFO sightings on the rise in Northern Ireland. Oh, well, that explains everything. See, Ireland's its own little planet. It's not really a country. It's its own little planet. You ever been to Ireland? There's a reason why. It's a reason why they leave it alone. No, I'm just kidding. It's not really its own planet, even though it should be. It should be its own little continent. Frickin' Irish. No, I'm just kidding. I have friends who are Irish and they're like, you fucking bastard, it's like, oh, what are you going to do there? You little leprechaun, and then of course, then it's like, oh, you're getting yours, buddy. No, I'm kidding. I make fun of everybody. I don't have a mean bone in my body, but I have a sarcastic one. I got several of those, and I am mean-spirited to everyone at some point, no matter where they're from, especially if there's an accent involved. Oh my God, I will absolutely crash through that like the Kool-Aid man to make fun of people, because by and large it is pretty funny. I mean, I got my buddy from Scotland who. The first time I ever did a Scottish impression, he's like, "Who the fuck do you think you are, Mel Gibson or something?" And I'm like, "Oh, that was that told me all I needed to know how spot on the nose it was." So, because Mel Gibson isn't, Scottish, Australian-ish, kind of. I don't know. Man, may have to go upstairs and get like a glass of water or something, or maybe cut this podcast short. Who wants to listen to 23 minutes of nothing? So, but anyway, where I was going with my original thought, because my train of thought has left the station without the conductor and the passengers, where I was talking about this car accident thing and the missing guy who just disappeared, he blipped out of the universe. I've actually noticed that happening more and more, to be honest with you. See, I have a bus stop that's not too far from me. Actually, there's two bus stops not far from me where I can actually look out my window and see both. And I will see people waiting at a bus stop and leave before the bus even shows up. They'll be like, they either leave, they'll physically walk, and I'll see them walk away for no reason. Maybe they got tired of waiting for a bus. Who knows? I mean, I could see that happening. But I've actually turned my head and turned back and see somebody completely have vanished from the intersection completely. And I've got a big, broad view of it, too. And you wonder where the hell these people fucking went. It's as if a parallel gateway just opened up. These people weren't actually in my universe. They were just visible in my universe. And then the next thing you know, they vanish. That is something I think actually happens. And the reason why I believe it, because this place where I live, on the east side of St. Paul, has a lot of caves. And they're limestone caverns. And if you know anything about limestone, if you know anything about any type of calcite, any kind of minerals like crystals and all that other stuff, is that they have a way of projecting mirages. They have a way of storing all kinds of energy. which would explain the unnatural nonsense that happens at the corner. Because a lot of crazy stuff happens in my neighborhood. Like I was saying before, at least one car accident a week for the last 12 years that I've lived here. And I kid you not, every single one of them, every last car accident I have ever seen in this side of town at my corner has been either broad daylight and a clean road, dry, clean road surface, or if it is winter and stuff like that, the roads are still clean, it's bright, sunny weather out, and people just plow right into each other absolutely for no reason, because if you look at the way that that corner's laid out, and I actually did some thinking on this, there's really no excuse. There's no excuse. None. Failure to yield is not an excuse. Well, I have places to go, man. I thought I could get across. No. Hillbilly, park your fucking car if you can't drive. Understand that the stop signs are there for a reason. Don't just blow through them. Stop. You know, I mean, but anyway. Again, what if that car for that moment, right? That you think you're going to go ahead and you're going to go because you see that you're in a universe or you're looking through to a different universe where that road is unoccupied. And the minute you pull out, bam, you've been hit by a car that you didn't see coming because there was the equivalent of a Wile E. Coyote mural up where you didn't know what you were looking at. And I began to wonder if that isn't something that actually happens. Because I see a ton of wrecked cars up and down my street. There's like a wrecked car, you know, a block up the street. There's a couple of wrecked cars down the street. People's cars get wiped out on this road. And it's because we have a surplus of morons. I do understand that. But some of these things that happen over here in my little neck of the woods, they defy logic. They do. Accidents are accidents, and they happen randomly, you know? Not with any frequency. Not with any, you know, they're just random. They're supposed to be random. Not predictable. Random, you know? And I understand that even so, everything can be predictable, I guess. But the statistical likelihood of you getting in an accident over here on my area is about 99.9%. I guarantee it. Especially on a dry paved surface on a sunny day. Doesn't matter what time of year. You will probably get hit by a car that you didn't see because you were looking through a haze of another dimension. Because that makes much more sense to me than there are that many morons who are given a driver's license at the DMV. But anyway, I digress. That was weird. That was a very strange little harmonic. Odd. Probably going to take the dogs out here pretty soon anyway. It's 3 a.m. It's their usual time to get antsy and say, Dad, it's pee o'clock. A lot of strange stuff in the news. A lot of really weird stuff too, but nothing paranormal. And the reason why I think is everyone's just trying to cope with the world being as fucked up as it is. And I'm kind of dealing with some of that too, because I'm gonna say this, and it's gonna sound kind of personal, but once I caught this flu and it came on the way that it did, I have done a profound amount of reflection on my life, because after the last 30 plus years of my life, if I go back even further, let's say 47 years for the sake of argument, 50, let's just call it an even 50. I would hate to think that I wasted so much of my life in the pursuit of trying to be someone who belongs on this planet. Because at the end of the day, it doesn't matter where I go, it doesn't matter what I do, I'm always going to feel like I'm the observer. And I think in some ways it's actually a pretty good thing, because if you don't feel like you belong, then you're always going to notice the things that really don't belong. And I think that might be my purpose. I think that might just be the only thing I'm supposed to be doing on this planet. Not really supposed to make a dent, just supposed to watch. Not like some kind of creepy voyeur, but just, you know, look for the weird, look for the unusual, basically doing an auditor's job on the planet, I guess, for the unusual. Since, you know, sending, you know, suggestions, post-it notes to the universe saying, hey, this needs to be fixed, this needs to be fixed, this could use some improvement, you know, I don't know. I know that sounds ridiculous, but it's... I'll blame the flu for how I'm feeling, because I've been feeling way out of sorts, both physically and emotionally. And I think that isn't just because I got sick and I'm a man, and men tend to, you know, over dramatize sickness for the sake of it. But because I like to do it the other way. I like to, oh, I'm just fine. It's only a mild flesh wound. Your knees, you're going, you're on your knees. Now bite your bloody knees off. No, not like that, but no, I just I've really had a lot of time to devote towards you know, self-reflection, reliving every mistake I've ever made, especially anything that involved physical pain or emotional. So, yeah, it's, this flu thing has just kind of fucked my day up. And the worst part about it is that the only thing I can do is just wait the stuff out. And then, you know, once I'm healthy again, go out and infect other people, because that's the only way this works. You want to talk about, herd immunity? You only get it if you get the illness and develop the antibodies. No, I'm kidding. That's I wouldn't wish this shit on anybody, especially with the insomnia and the anger management issue I'm starting to develop. And nothing tastes right. God. Although I'm blaming the Sambucol throat lozenges, because they're full of zinc and they make everything taste weird. But no, I think I'm gonna go ahead and sign off again, and after having talked about nothing for 35 minutes. If you happen to see anything weird in your neck of the woods, feel free to reach out via email, the website at theunseendimension.com. There's a link to send me hate mail and all of that. Or, you know, just say a friendly hello. Hope you enjoyed the show. I'm going to go to bed. Good night.